Hello, everybody, and this is B. Dawson with B. Positive Media, and I am coming to you live today in Georgia with Conversations with B. Dawson, and I have the beautiful Miss April Parker Jones with me this morning. How are you?
Oh, greetings, greetings, everyone. It's so awesome, to be wonderful, to be black, and to be beautiful. How you like that?
Mm-hmm. Hey, exactly. Now, not only is it a privilege to be able to speak with you, I won't even say irony, the destination in it is that it's Women's Empowerment Month.
Indeed.
So,
mm-hmm.
So what better person to have on the phone with me today than you?
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Brandy, and happy Women's Empowerment Month to all the women listening and to all the men. Be good to your women.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who have not had the opportunity to meet April, now I'm not going to encourage you to go and get fire sticks or anything like that if you don't pay your cable, but
pay your cable
April,
bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. is on the Oprah Winfrey Network with Tyler Perry's "If Loving You Is Wrong."
Mm-hmm.
Now, a year ago today, you and I sat down and talked about the season premiere, and here we are again. Getting ready for the new season.
What a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I've seen the previews of this upcoming season. Ooh-wee.
Child. All I can say is child. Oh, yes, yes. So for those of you who have not had a chance to catch last season, you know, I'd certainly suggest that you go on demand and do what you got to do within legal reason. Go to somebody's house. Y'all be right now. And get caught up because you don't want to miss what's going to happen this season and how things are going to unfold. It's going to be a really, really dramatic, fun ride. Yes,
I bet
indeed.
It is. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the fourth season. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've had a chance to see you grow, change, evolve. Now, what are we going to expect out of Nellie this season?
Well, you've certainly seen her grow, change, and evolve, and I think you'll see even more of that as these episodes progress. You'll see her move out of her old digs into some new digs, and that's such a beautiful evolution to watch this hardworking woman have a chance to have her dreams manifested with her wonderful boyfriend, played by Charles Malik Whitfield, Lucian.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you all know, his name is Lucian with an N on the end, not Lucius. So I get quite a few people who stop me from time to time. Girl, be nice to Lucius. It's not Lucius. It's Lucian with an N. Lucius is on Empire, I believe. Lucian.
Yeah, that's another in a whole other network and everything.
That's right.
I don't want to see nothing on TMZ about you and another actress fighting over the same man.
No, Lucian. So you'll definitely see some things evolve and grow in that relationship, and also some more mess that Lucian might be getting himself into. We'll start to see the fallout of that. If you saw the previews, you know what I'm talking about. Also, fans will get a chance to see what will transpire with Joey, who plays my oldest son on the show, Matt Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who know, he was shot last season by another one of his street friends. So and the season left off with not being certain of what was going to happen with him. So we'll see what's going to happen with him, and just more drama, and like I always say, strap your seatbelts on because it's going to be a bumpy ride. You know how Tyler Perry does with the drama.
I know he's been giving me about two or three heart attacks in the past few weeks with all these shows.
Oh yeah, you and everybody else. So yeah, it's gonna be good. Get ready. Mm-hmm.
Now we know what we see on the other end, but mm-hmm. do you get to see what's going to happen towards the end, or do you just get a script and you just get shocked and say, okay? Oh, my baby about to get shot, or did you know from the beginning?
Mm-mm. Oh, no. I don't know until I get the script in hand, and it's so funny because, you know, as I read the scripts, I go, oh, no, that's going to happen? Or, oh, wow, that's going to happen. So, yeah, I don't know. None of us know. And a lot of times we're already into shooting, and sometimes mm-hmm. we'll get new scripts as we're shooting. And we go, wow, look at the change of events. Look how things turned a corner. So, nope, there's nothing premeditated about these stories as far as the actors are concerned. The only person who knows what's going to happen in the end is the writer and the creator, Mr. Tyler Perry.
Okay, so you was just as shocked as we are when we found out that your baby was going to end up in the hospital.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, on the show, you are a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you prepare for that now, because you're not single?
Nope. Mm-mm, not been a single mom. I have been a single mom at one point in my life when I was, that term single mom, somebody put it to me another way, a mom who happens to be single. I like that.
That's
because,
yes.
So I was a mom who was single at one point. Mm, yeah, because it's such a stigma, mm-hmm. and it almost negates that the other parent, that the father is not in the child's life. When you say single mom, it mm-hmm. denotes that they're not present, or the mom is doing all the raising, which is in fact the case sometimes. But in my case, my daughter's father has always been in her life and in the picture, and I appreciate him. But now I'm married. It'll be 10 years in June. Oh my goodness! I know, 10 years in June. So it's playing a single mom on TV. I definitely have had the experiences in my personal life to pour into this character, which has made it so much easier for me to play. I think playing Natalie is so cool because there are a lot of women who happen to be single, and Natalie is so relatable to those women.
Mm-hmm.
Having children by different men. You know, I have two children in my own life, a 7-year-old and a 17-year-old, and they both have different fathers. So it's not something where it's such a far-fetched thing. It's a very common thing in our world. So Natalie playing that role, I just am so grateful, because I'll get women who come up to me all the time and go, wow, you know, you remind me so much of myself and how I raise my eldest son, or you remind me so much of myself and the type of discipline, or the way you talk with your children, or the pride that you have, or the hard working, you know, hard work ethic that you have with your career and just your goals. And that makes me feel good to know that we can use this platform of artistry mm-hmm. to also really, really connect to the viewers. And it's not something that's so far-fetched, although there are some things on the show that are really dramatic and almost kind of sensationalized, but it's entertainment, and that's what it is. And I think it's important that we also remember that we have to learn as people to separate reality from entertainment.
Yes.
It is still entertainment. It's, you know, it's still a show. It's not, you know, it's not who we are every day. So, but it's been a fun ride.
So do you have people walk up to you in the grocery store and ask you how your son doing?
Girl, all the time. Or why you so mean to Lucius? Nigga, Lucius. Why you so mean to Lucius? We all gonna get married. Or, you know what? What a crazy idiot. If I see him, I'm seeing you. But if I see him, oh, he gonna get it. And I, you know what? I believe, and don't quote me, but I believe Joel, who plays Eddie on the show, I think he mentioned before that somebody came up to him and slapped him, you know, or hit him, you know. And so people take, you know, people get invested in these shows. They get invested in the characters because they come into their living rooms every week, you know, and you feel like you know them because you have that connection with them. So to be able to see that person, you know, in the grocery store, it's like, oh, why did you do that? Girl, what's going to happen with Joey? You know, and it's fun to see, but we have to kind of snap people back to reality. Like, look, it still is just entertainment.
Well, so. See, to me, that's a reflection on your acting ability, because if they see you in the store and they can't even tell you what your real name is, but they can tell you all about the life of
Yeah, that is. Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like our teachers, and when we see them in the summertime, you forget that they have other lives.
Right. You hear their husband call them by their first name, and you're like, Mrs. Williams has a first name?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
it's
true.
April Parker Jones actually does something outside the show, and she doesn't always dress like that or sound like that.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yes, it's fun. It's been fun, Charity. I'm having a good time.
But how empowering is that, that you're able to use a life of make-believe and make women, like you said, women who have single motherhood life, to empower them, make them feel good, show them that you can relate because you have had that experience, bring it into the characters, have a loving husband now.
Yeah.
That is empowering. So my hat's off to you about that.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
What is it like to deal with Mr. TP himself?
Oh, boy. Well, it's, and I always say the same thing. It really is a dream come true. I never imagined in my wildest dreams that I will be working at his studios and working so closely to him. You know, he's almost like that big brother or that uncle, you know, in your family, because he's such a down-to-earth guy. Now, he is a workaholic, you know, and he has a vision and, you know, and he's determined and committed to his craft. So he's got a timeline for things. So we tend to move at a pace that is much faster than that of any other networks that I've been on or any of the shows or studios that I've been in. We work at an extremely fast pace because he knows what he wants and he moves on. And I can appreciate that because what it does is it allows us an opportunity to make sure that we're prepared. It allows us an opportunity to strengthen our artistic muscle. And when I come, I always feel like when we're done with the show, when we've wrapped that last day, the next morning I always feel like I've come out a stronger actor. You know, I feel like I'm ready to take on whatever other challenges come my way when it comes to my career in the entertainment industry. And I owe that in large part to the Tyler Perry boot camp, I call it. And it is. And it's a boot camp with just these awesome results that that I'm hoping to be able to take on to new projects. But it's great. You know, I'm inspired by him, and I hope he knows how much he's motivated my life and motivated me to live beyond the limits and not put limits on. He told me to myself, you know, April, take the limits off what God can do. So you know, you got this guy who has such a strong work ethic, but who really also has a very strong spiritual life. You know, and he's not ashamed of that. You know, we pray before the first setup every day that we work.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, you know, and that's, I feel like, you know, that the fact that he's not ashamed of his faith and that he gives all the glory to his creator, I love that. He shows that he's taken it beyond fleshly realm and moved it into the spiritual realm is a beautiful thing. And I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud to be able to work with him and at his studios.
Awesome. Now, when you were shaping the character, and I know he has a lot of input, but he allows you guys to put input as well, whole look that you have with the natural hair, because I see you. I see you when you're not in character, hair on, I don't like that word, fleek, but I'll show my age and say on point.
Oh, there we go. I like on point, too.
I love your hair.
That means so much,
and
Randy.
So,
it does.
You know, I love you. And now, was that his idea to do that for the character, or were you just bringing in yourself because that's how you wear your hair anyway?
Good question.
What is that natural hair journey like?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Nobody's really ever asked me that question as far as my hair for the show, if that was something that was required from the producers and directors, or if that was my own choice.
Sure.
And it was my own choice. It's how I came to the audition. You know, when I read the part and I had a chance to audition, it crossed my mind. It crossed my mind for maybe just a half a second. Like, should I change my hair? And I go, no, absolutely not. Because there are women who are single moms who have four kids by three different men who live in the hood who rock their natural. So I'm going to come in with my natural and let that be that. And I did. You know, and funny enough that you asked that question, but when I initially did not get the role, and I believe it had something to do with, and it had something to do with, and Tyler told me himself, you don't look like how I envision this character. And those are his words. You know, he said when he wrote the character, he had already had in mind how he wanted her to look, and I didn't look like her. He knew from it. He said he knew from it when I walked into the room that I did not look like the character that he wrote for this. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's my hair. Maybe I should have put a wig on. Maybe I should have just pressed it. You know, maybe I should have tried something else and put some braids in or something. And even my agent was like, I think it's your hair. You know, because they didn't understand. So, and then, of course, fast forward to later, I ended up coming back to audition again for the callback, and Tyler was like, no, you're her. You're her. You don't, and you know what he said? You don't look like her, but you're her. And when he said that, I knew I couldn't change my hair. When I got to the studios on the first day of shooting, and we had to meet with the hair and makeup people, I didn't know what they planned on doing. But he started twisting up my afro. I go, all right, okay. They gonna let me wear my natural hair. And that's what it's been. And I'm so grateful that the powers that be did not object to that. I think it's so important that people get to see Natalie in her natural state like this. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's so much bigger than me, you know. And I'll get women who say, you know, I love your hair. You know, and I know everybody doesn't. I've had some ugly things said on Twitter about my hair and about my appearance. They'll get over it. They'll get over it because there's that one woman who might be watching the show and goes, you know what? If Natalie can rock her natural, I can too. And she on TV. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I have to do it. Now, look, I'm not saying that I won't ever wear a wig or some weed if the character calls for it. I'm all for that, but I haven't had to. I haven't had to. I wore a wig in one show, Masters of Sex on Showtime. But that's because it was a period. That was because it was a period piece, so they put a wig on me for that. But I, post my relaxer days, I haven't had to alter my hair for any roles. And I just, you know, and it makes me feel so good to know that, okay, the world is accepting that this is how we look. These are the different ways that black women look. And it's nothing wrong with that. And we're still beautiful.
Yeah. I love how authentic that is, because a lot of people, when they watch TV and they see people in the industry, they don't realize that you can present yourself unapologetically and still be accepted.
Yeah.
For who you want to be on the inside and say, hey, this is me, take it or leave it. So
I had
to point that out, because that's you. That's not the Natalie character that they created. This was you trying to present yourself. And even if that's not what he said that you look like, you made it into Natalie.
That's right.
Now, has it become a haircut yet? Has anybody come up to you and said they got a Natalie?
You know what? No, but that is hilarious, and I promise you this, Brandy. If somebody come up to me and say, you know, I got that Natalie, I'm calling you, okay? Girl, that is a trip.
Everybody got the Halle.
I got that Halle Berry. Yep. Girl, that's dope.
So,
I want to
know
when
somebody gets a Natalie.
You got my wheels spinning. Now, I will certainly, you will be the first to know. That's fantastic. No, not yet, but I do anticipate that happening, and you will be the first to know.
Because I'm going to tell you, in 99, I had a Natalie. That's how I started my journey.
Really? Look at there. I love it.
Thick shop, and I rocked it just like Natalie.
Yep,
until
that's
I locked my hair.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I love it. Oh, Brandy, thank you so much.
I love that. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, we are with April Parker Jones, and yes, we are discussing the season 4 premiere of If Loving You Is Wrong, which is coming on Tuesday, March 21st, 9 Eastern time. So make sure you catch up, because this is not the time for you to just jump in and you're going to be totally lost. You're going to have to go back and do some watching and things like that.
But you're going to want to. They're going to want to go back and catch up. That's for sure, because that way you'll get the full scope of the story.
Yes. Now, for them to follow the conversation with you, how are they going to find you on social media?
I am on all social media platforms. Facebook, I'm at April Parker Jones. Twitter and Instagram, you can find me at A_Parker Jones, @TarkerJones. Would love to hear from you. And we also live tweet with our fans every Tuesday night. So that's always a fun time.
Yeah, so when you're on there, don't think, oh, is that really her? Yes, that is really her. She is very personable. She's very interactive, and she just has the sweetest spirit. And what I love about it is that just running to her on the circuit is hereditary. Her whole family is beautiful.
Oh,
I mean, the daughter is beautiful. And I mean, even your husband is a personal trainer.
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah, well, we like to call him, and this is what he has been ordained as, the fitness minister, honey, because he's here to spread the good news of health and wellness. Yeah, he is.
Okay.
He's the fitness minister. Yep, and he's wrote this awesome book called A Little Bit of Something Beats a Whole Lot of Nothing. You can find it on Amazon.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm plugging his book.
Well, that's okay.
So
you can do that here.
Yeah.
I think I need one of those copies.
Look,
spread. Well, I don't need to spread. Nothing else on me. I need to do something with it, so...
Well, we all do. We all do. You know, nobody's exempt because, you know, healthy living and a healthy lifestyle is a journey. It's not a destination. It's ongoing, and it's a lifestyle. It's not a hobby. It's a habit. But all you got to do is just a little bit of something every day towards your fitness, because a little bit of something beats a whole lot of nothing. So you can find his book on Amazon. Absolutely. Jay Jones, the Fitness Minister.
Now, I don't know if I could be married to a fitness trainer, because I'm sitting here drinking iced coffee as we speak. But
everything in moderation. It's okay. Everything in moderation.
Yeah, that's what was that? Julius Caesar. Everything in moderation, nothing in excess.
Everything in moderation. Yeah, there you go.
Now, is there anything that you do? Because I've been on TV, and I know what it can do to you. It'll add a couple pounds to you. So
yes, it will.
Is there anything in particular that you do to keep yourself looking beautiful? Because I don't see the extra 10 pounds when I see you on TV.
Well, bless your heart.
Is there a secret that you can share with me or the rest of the
Bless your heart that you said that. Bless your heart, because it's so funny. You know, when I do run into people out here in the world, the first thing they say is, ooh, you look so much smaller in person than you do on TV. So I have to just kind of take it with a grain of salt, because the TV does add pounds to you. You know, HD TV really is not forgiving at all. But
there's no filters on it or nothing.
Ain't no filters on it. I'm like lightened. I'm like, this is terrible. But it's all good, because I know what I see when I look in the mirror, and I know what I need to do when I look in the mirror. And so what I try to do is I just try to do a little bit of something. I try to make sure that I drink lots of water. I replace, because really working out is fantastic. But when you look at the full equation of healthy living, it's 80% what you're putting in your body. And 20% is really what's really only going to the working out portion, the physical part. So the working out is great stress reliever, but it's really there to be used as kind of to maintain wherever you are. If you really are serious about allowing the pounds to shed, you got to change what we put in our body. We got to change our diet. And that doesn't mean to diet. It's just to, you know, substitute some things. Maybe instead of orange juice and, you know, and fruit punch, we're only going to have water in the refrigerator, you know. You know, maybe instead of fried foods every other day, we'll have it once a week, you know. So and maybe instead of seconds, we'll just have one plate. You know, so it's just about learning to portion control and moderation. So I try to just eat small meals every day. I try to work out at least 3 to 4 days a week. I only drink water except for my coffee. Oh, yeah, and wine and stuff when I'm chilling. But, you know, and just I just try to keep the stress down and do a little bit of something. And the main thing is just to educate ourselves. You know, we live in a world where we've got a computer and literally in our pocket. That's our cell phones. We can talk into the phone. How do I stay healthy? You know, and hundreds of articles will come up. So educate yourself. You know, educate yourself. It's free. Education is free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's my advice on, you know, creating a healthier life. Definitely educate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I mean, it's just a privilege to be able to have you on the phone, because I wanted people have the opportunity to get to know you as the person that I've had the opportunity to meet. Now, I mean, because the balance is there, beautiful inside, beautiful outside. Now, how do you maintain balance once the season is over? What is April doing? What does she have
cleaning
going
up,
on?
Child? It's like it's always something to clean. I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, you know, I don't have babies, but I do have a 7-year-old and a 17-year-old, and you know, a husband, and it's like I'm forever cleaning something up, washing a dish, washing some clothes, you know, and you know, but so I clean, but. I really, really, you know, want to stress and emphasize the importance of what I do as far as not putting all my eggs in one basket. And some people
yes.
believe that some people believe that you just need to do one thing and focus completely on that. Well, that's not what I believe. I believe that we were created to be multifaceted. And I think it's important that we have a variety of sources that bring in income, especially when you're in an entertainment industry, because we're not in control over it. I could feel all day and all night that I'm perfect for a role, but if they want to give it to the producer's cousin, they're going to give it to the producer's cousin, you know, so
yes.
which means that, you know, I have to make, but the bills still got to get paid. So for me as an artist, I think it's important that I hone other gifts and talents that I have that will help me to bring in more money. So 2017 is my year of learning compiling my 7 streams of income.
Yes.
Now I've defined what those are for myself, and 2017 will be just implementing a plan of action for each, because I don't ever want to feel like I'm solely dependent on one source of income and then that well runs dry and I'm looking to see how I'm going to get the light bill paid. I don't ever want to be that I don't want to be that for my children, and I don't want to be that for myself. I do believe that true empowerment comes from having your own money, and I do believe that we need to start talking more about finances in the Black community and in schools. We have to stop making it such a thing where it's so foreign and so mystical, or we just feel like, oh, I got to be an entertainment or an athlete to make it big. No, you don't. You can be a businesswoman. You can be a businessman, and we can create. You can be an entrepreneur and create our own destiny and not have to be broke, doggone it. So, yes, that's
Amen.
My spiel on that.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, April, I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with me. Now, we're going to have to get on the
My
phone
pleasure.
Again so we can start telling people about these 7 streams of income that you have going on.
Yes.
So make sure that they follow you and support you.
Now,
thank
you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
This has been April Parker Jones on here with B. Dawson, Conversations with B. Dawson. You make sure that you support this beautiful woman.
Thank
now,
you.
Season 4 of Is Loving You Is Wrong is going to come on this Tuesday, March 21st at 9 p.m., and I want you to go onto her social medias, April Parker Jones, interact with her, tell her how much you love her on the show. Tell
Thank
her about
you.
This conversation that you have heard.
Yes.
Now, we appreciate you for your time, and I know that you
thank
got
you.
To go move on to empower some more people, so we thank you
Indeed.
So much.
Thank you so much for having me. Many blessings to you. Happy Women's Empowerment Month. Thank you so much, Ms. Brandy.
Yes. See you again soon.
See you again soon. Okay. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.